outer net. Introduction. Prepare yourself for the experience of a lifetime. Sit back with your drink and some popcorn, because you're going to want to be ready for this ride. A cold chill lingers about the titanium and adamantium walls. You're used to it, though. This is the room of the Outernet. The room is spherical, with a walkway going out to the center. In the middle of the room is a stage with a glowing white circle. The center of the circle is the true center of the room. The glow is inviting as you walk towards the center. Slowly, the room appears to be larger. The once walls turn into a black abyss. Seemingly floating, not falling, the machine is booting itself up, booting up your mind into the superhighway of quantum subconscious. With full establishment of a moon colony, Earth continuously sends ships to Mars with people looking for a fresh new start and a new beginning. In 2054, a man by the name of Ivan Krieg invents a quantum molecular regenerator, otherwise known as QMR. This QMR marks the human race more technologically advanced than any other living creature in the Milky Way galaxy. The QMR has enormous potential for interstellar travel using quantum teleportation for both cargo and humans. 10 years later, Ivan Krieg combines his QMR with technologies of the 21st century. Krieg combines technologies from leading catalog and wireless company Google with internet capabilities from SpeedStream Internet and with a graphics interface from ATI-AMD Technologies. In 2065, Krieg creates Earth's first ever Outernet, a machine capable of teleporting anything from one Outernet to another. All searching, all moving, locating is done through cognitive thought. Humans and cargo may only pass from one Outernet to another. This invention is hailed as the invention of the century, making space travel as well as wide webbing as easy as cruising the internet. Chapter 2. You're still asleep, dreaming. The sound of silence fills the room, except for the humming of the ship you're in. The hum can be felt all the way through your body, but at a really low frequency. Just from the hum, a person can tell instantly how massive the ship is. Suddenly, thoughts of war spill into your brain. The thoughts hurt like piercing bullets. Ah! The pain, danger, sadness, and sorrow hit you like a ton of bricks. You're captain of a ship that was sustaining heavy gunfire. Am I still on the ship? You put your hands on your head in the pain from the headaches. The headaches come in waves, pulsating to thoughts of some battle on some ship where you were a captain. You open your eyes to a dark room. There are other patients in the room lying still, peacefully sleeping. Something must have happened to me. Ugh, my head. There must be something around to help. You slowly make your way to what looks like a medicine cabinet. Opening it quietly to not wake the other sleeping patients, you look through the cabinet in the dark. You find samples of Tylenol X and take a pack with you. Now where's the bathroom? A sign on the wall points to a bathroom down the hall. Here we go. You creep to the door and look down either side of the hallway. Coast clear. Hurrying quietly as not to get caught, you slip into the bathroom unnoticed. You let the water get warm, wonderful temperature, and take the medicine. Splash water on your face and neck. I don't feel hurt, except for the headaches. I'm tired. I will get some rest and talk about it with the nurses in the morning.